And this morning on today's Woman Like Father, Like Son-in-Law, daughters often turn to their dads for love, support, and advice. But a new study suggests that dads can also be the link to finding that special someone. NBC correspondent and the father of a daughter, Kevin Tibbles, explains.
It's not unusual for a girl to want to marry a guy that reminds her of her father. In fact, a new study suggests that it's no coincidence. When it comes to the laws of attraction, there are some new rules.
Taylor reminds me of my dad.
Love, attentiveness, common interests. So that might be something that my father certainly had, and certainly my husband has it, and then some.
But how often do women seek men that look like their fathers? Hollywood power couple Angelina Jolie drawn to Brad Pitt. Lisa Marie Presley's short marriage to Nicolas Cage. And Gwyneth Paltrow's marriage to Chris Martin. The study says girls that have enjoyed a close relationship with their fathers are more likely to select men that mirror their dads.
I definitely think subconsciously I went out there and married someone that has the same, you know, attributes that I've always looked up to in a man.
A true daddy's girl, Erin Morris, has always felt special around her father.
It was just so much fun being around her, being with her, and she just the pride of my life.
Weird to say, but they do resemble each other, and I think they could definitely be related, even though that sounds really weird.
But for some, the resemblance is what they're resisting.
That's why I'm with them, because he's the exact opposite of my father.
I think if I had a better relationship with my father, that I probably would look for some of those same qualities in a person.
Erin is convinced that being a daddy's little girl somehow helped her find her soulmate.
Having his love and, you know, being so proud of me all the time gave me the confidence to go out there and do what I want to do,
including finding someone who will love, honor, and treat her just like her dad. For today, Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Chicago.
Michelle Callahan is a family psychologist. Ian Kerner is a sex therapist and relationship expert. Good morning to both
hey,
of you.
Good morning.
So does this surprise you, this study?
Absolutely not at all. I mean, I think what the study shows is that during childhood, the father-daughter relationship is key in helping a girl to figure out some of the qualities that she's going to look for later in life when she goes out to select a mate. So much so that she's even going to look for someone who emulates physically her father.
But does it go beyond physical? Are they looking for the traits, either positive or negative, supporting, caring, nurturing, that a father has with his daughter?
Absolutely. They're looking for that familiarity and personality. They feel comfortable with someone who's like that father. So if the person was provided security, if there was emotional intimacy, they feel more comfortable with that. But on the flip side, the person could have been angry and controlling, and they still might be attracted to that again because it's so familiar.
Even though it might be a negative.
Exactly.
Now, Ian, what about if the father wasn't present or had less of an impact?
Yeah, I think it can really have a negative impact if a dad was distant, remote, moody, stormy, if he wasn't around, if he didn't interact well with a mom and set a positive role model. All that can set a woman up to have negative self-esteem and negatively affect the choices that she's going to make later in life when she goes out to find a guy.
So it could actually affect her later on.
Absolutely. And, you know, looks are deceptive. So just because somebody looks like your father, too, that doesn't mean he shares the personality traits for better or for worse.
Michelle, okay, let's follow up on that. If in fact, there wasn't a strong father figure or lack thereof, as that girl grows up, how does she counteract that? What does she do?
Well, it's never too late. So if she wants to establish a relationship with him still, she can. Mm-hmm. It just means, you know, drop the ego. Don't say who called who first. Just make the call and get it started. But if he's not around, it's okay. If you need counseling for it, get it. That's not a bad thing. And look to other figures. Look for other father figures. Look for the people that you admire who are other men in your life. Mm-hmm. And you can model the guy you want after that guy. But most importantly, it's just remember, just because of how he behaved in the relationship doesn't mean it's about you. He was his own person making his own mistakes. And so women shouldn't internalize that and use that to affect them negatively and feel bad about themselves.
Let's take the flip side of this, Ian. Does it also hold true that sons are looking at their mothers as the model for their mates?
Well, Al, my mother, named Lisa, short, dark hair, blue eyes, oldest of three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, named Lisa, short, dark hair, blue eyes, oldest of three sisters. Sometimes I think, like, oh no, it's
wow.
happening. But yeah, we look to the parent of the opposite sex to help us figure out the qualities that we are ultimately going to seek out in a mate. And what's true of women is true of men.
But in the end, is it a good thing, Michelle, or does it just, is it on an individual basis?
I think it really should go on an individual basis. Go for the guy that you gel with. It doesn't matter if he's like your dad or not, but if you had that role model and it worked for you and you had a healthy growing up, then go for that kind of guy.
All right. Michelle Callahan, Ian Kerner, thanks so much.
Thanks.